Damn. All right, man. Let's do the sound effects. I mean, let's do the intro. All of our timing is different. That's why I joined.
That's crazy, bro.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to the Honest to God podcast, episode 63. As y'all can see, we got no sound effects today. It's just the voices, man.
No sound effects for a while.
No sound effects for a while. No pod for a while, say nah.
No pod for a while.
But we here, man. The boys is here. Y'all already know. Man. Episode 63.
Hey. 63.
What we got for 63, Mount?
I don't even know.
I don't got a single person in mind.
Hey, man.
Yeah, bro. Tell us how
switch
we can do it.
Hey, man. Just switch the 3 and the 6, man. Make it the Jerome Bettis episode, man. Now
we reaching. We going back.
We can make it to Kobe, the 6 times 3, 18, the 1 is silent, 8 at Kobe.
The 1 is silent. How you got a silent number, bro? This cat mixing two different subjects, bro.
Spelling him out.
he didn't say carry the 1. He said the 1 is silent.
The 1 is it's like, nah. I don't know how we're gonna do this one, bro.
It's all right, bro. We just here. 63. We 63 in, man. Y'all know what it is. The boys is back once again. How y'all feeling, man? What's the temperature like where y'all at? It's cold, 70 degrees, bro. Down here today.
It's 70 degrees?
Okay, bro. Yeah, bro. It's 70. It's been sunny all week.
What is the year?
70.
I said, come on, so strong. Sound like an old man. 70.
It's seven. I sound like my dad. I can go golfing in 70.
Hey, this is the Jeff Saturday episode.
In 50 if you really want to.
I'm trying to make this a Jeff Saturday episode, bro.
Right, Saturday?
Cool, man.
Jeff Saturday.
Yeah.
All right, man. Lyman. Jeff Saturday. Yeah. All right.
Big
they got to be a lineman because they.
Yeah, big lineman. Well, got from the Colts.
All right, we'll go with him.
That's it.
Oh, man. How y'all feeling, man? Happy Sunday to everybody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. Y'all good, man. Everybody got that midday in. Everybody got that good midday napping.
It's about to be bedtime in 2 hours. I can't get no midday no more.
I'm going to bed at 7 p.m. That's how we know we washed, bro.
It ain't been a wash when you got to be up at 3. You gotta do things a little different.
Sheesh. That's facts, bro.
Super facts.
I be looking for excuses to go to bed, bro. Like, Jace, ain't you tired? Like,
just catch on to make Jace tired. Like, Jace, you tired?
I look forward to bedtime,
bro. Yeah, bro. I've been looking forward to it, too. Bro. I've been looking forward all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, as soon as the sun goes down, I automatically think it's time to go to bed, bro.
Man, the sun is down at 5:30 nowadays.
Right. It's down right now. Like
5:30 midnight.
That's how Micah is. Micah, if the sun is up, he thinks everybody in the house should be up. But if the sun is down, it's bedtime. Like, he don't care what time it is either. Like if
that's if good like, though, bro. That's good that he feel like that's, that.
I mean, if you think about it, I feel like before we had time clocks, ain't that how humans naturally hit things? Like, all right, it's time to go to sleep.
Like, yeah, the sun is right over the top. It's about noon.
The way the sun is reflecting off of the horizon, it's like, no.
It's midday. We have about 12 hours left in this day.
We can only hunt for so long.
Because we can only hunt for so long. Before once the sun goes down, you become the hunted. It's like, no.
There you go.
Man, what are we talking about, bro?
Man, we ain't talking about nothing.
We ain't talking about nothing. We ain't talking about nothing.
Episode
63,
man. Lot to get to today. A lot of stuff to get to today, man. No pod in a while, so you know.
Yeah.
we should just get right into that, bro. Let's get right into music.
Hold on, man. Who had the Liz, man?
Yeah, who did have
him? Cassandra had him.
Oh.
Oh, so.
But before that, Carlin had him, so we'll let Carlin give him away today.
Yeah.
But you wasn't even barely on here last week, so.
I wasn't.
But you listen though. Did you listen?
But I listened back.
All right, bro. So who you giving it to?
Dang, man. I feel like, what was y'all talking about? Y'all was talking about something. I was going to text y'all because I was listening.
We was talking about the, we talked about
y'all talking about the hood rappers. Yeah.
Talk about Dolph.
Caleb was in here holding his own about the contest. I got to give him back to Caleb.
Hey, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to spark the combos, man. Nah, you know what I mean?
I listened back. I remember it because I was like, yeah. I was like, exactly. I was like, you know what? If I was on that pod, I'd have been saying.
See, bro, I'd be outnumbered when Carlin ain't on here with the arguments, bro. That's why I needed you last week, man. It was,
you weren't on number, though. You weren't on number. It was me and you.
It was y'all two.
And nah, it was you. Oh, that's true. Mount was kind of playing both sides. That's true.
Yeah. I saw both sides. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I posted a clip of that convo on TikTok. That joint went kind of crazy, bro. We got like 4,000 views on the mug in like a couple of days. I don't know how TikTok be working like that, bro. Like, I'll post a clip one day, it'll get like 2 views, and then the next one I'll post get like 7,000. Like, what the heck, bro? Like, I don't know. It's the algorithms.
Gotta get the algorithms, bro.
Yeah, nah, that was a good combo though. And people was hitting me up. Shout out to Tayron. He hit me up. We had a good combo about that. I think my mistake was, and I own it, is that the content isn't really, like, it's not a coincidence that the gangster rappers are the ones that get targeted, but it's not necessarily the content, the reason why they get targeted. Like, it's more so the lifestyle that comes along with the content. So that makes sense, but it still makes for a good conversation.
No, I do.
I'll take the libs, though, man. You know, I'll hold it down, man.
Hey, y'all see that? It was like a little video. They said, me watching Price is Right with my grandma, and it was it was West Side. He's like,
that's so random, bro.
I was dying when I saw that.
Oh man, but yeah, I appreciate the libs, man. You already know me and Carlin got the give and go.
Give and go, Dennis.
Hey man, I almost gave him the mount though, because Malk was on an island with
Doja Cat. I ain't disagree about Doja Cat.
They just ain't want to talk about it, Carly.
I'm not throwing in no Doja Cat.
We was like an hour and a half in, so I'm like, I'm not about to spend the rest of this part talking about Doja Cat, bro.
I'm not throwing in no Doja Cat.
That's what
we're
not going to do. No Doja Cat language.
It's fire.
No hablo Doja. What y'all want to get into, man? We get on the Honesty Awards first?
Yeah, we can go to that.
Cool. I mean, y'all got any? This is the silly vibe, bro.
Out here in the mud. You grind it. What are you saying? Brave. Keep winning.
Hey, bro, I got an Honesty Award. I expected to hear the drop, though. Like,
yeah, bro. It's awkward to say without it, man. It's all good, though.
Right.
Yo, if this y'all first time listening, I promise, like, our stuff sounds way more professional.
Yeah, just come back. Just come back next time.
Yeah, pull up.
I got an Honesty Award, man.
Yeah.
I want to give an Honesty Award to my wife, man.
Hey.
She's finishing up today. Tonight is actually her last night of her clinical, finishing up her master's degree to be a nurse practitioner, man. So...
Oh,
shout out to the wifey, man. It's her third degree. Diligent student, man. Finishing with flying colors. While having a child, man. And working full time. She's doing it, man.
Going crazy. That's what's up, bro.
Yeah.
It seemed like it flew, though, bro. Like, it seemed like it went fast.
Right. I agree.
For real, bro. It's been 2 years.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Congrats to Nadia, man.
Nurse practitioner. She about to get that money. You already know. It's like,
Carlin got a question, man.
We've been potting for 2 years?
Nah, it's been like a year and a half, though. We started last summer.
It's been longer than a year.
Yeah, a year and a half. We started last year and a half.
We started in May 20.
Yeah, so more than a year. Almost 2 years,
May
19?
May 20. May 20. Yeah. Yeah, we almost there, bro.
Pandemic year.
May 27, 2020.
By the end of the year, we're going to be 2 years. That's crazy.
That's wild, bro.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
Sir, people still rocking with this, man. Shout out to the listeners, man.
Shout out to y'all.
Let's get it.
Anybody else got Honesty Awards?
I got to give an Honesty Award to my wife for we went and got her grandpa at the nursing home like during Thanksgiving, during that weekend. So it was going to be either him sitting in there or us to get him to go see the rest of his family.
Right. Oh, that's
so
what's
we
up.
So
that's
we decided to go break him out. And it was rough, bro.
Because
like I walked in there, I said, "Hey, we're gonna break you out of this joint." He said, "Sound good to me."
Like a movie, bro.
Right,
we're breaking you out.
But bro, if you
is he really not allowed to leave?
No, he allowed to leave, but you just gotta like move him, like physically move him. And if you don't know how to get him in and out of the car, which we did not, bro, we did not.
I would have helped y'all, bro. You need an OT with you.
Yeah, bro, that's what we needed. But like, once we got the sliding board, it was way easier.
There you go, bro. It's a sliding board, man.
He was just trying to pick him up.
Yeah, nah.
And bro,
trying to muscle it. Yeah, bro.
Picking up
dead
a grown
weight,
man.
Getting it off the muscle.
Picking
though.
Up a grown man that don't help at all. Like they just dead weight, bro. Different type of.
Bro, you know what this makes
me?
This made me think about how y'all watch that Adam Sandler movie on Netflix when he kept carrying the whole head around.
No.
Like everywhere they went. It was like Adam Sandler and Chris Rock was in the movie and the kids was getting married to each other, but the dude.
Did I see that? I might
the dude
have
they
that.
Had to carry they had to carry you everywhere.
I'm gonna be honest with y'all, bro. I'm not watching any Adam Sandler movie made after the year like 2012.
No, bro. That's a good movie, bro.
That's a good movie, bro. Adam Sandler. I'm not watching no more Adam Sandler movies, bro. After grown ups, I'm done.
After Uncut Gems, I might be with you. That movie was duke.
People like that movie.
Uncut Gems, I never got to that because I heard so many bad reviews.
Yeah,
me either.
Anybody else got Honesty Awards?
I got an Honesty Award, man.
Yeah, go for
who
it.
We got,
bro?
Who we got,
I want to give an Honesty Award to my fantasy team, man. I made the comeback, bro.
You won?
No, not
you
yet.
You right now?
I was like 0-4, bro. I thought it was curtains for me.
I'm falling off, too.
But then me and Dennis hit the switcheroo. It's like, man.
I ain't doing fantasy, but my picks, I do these pick sheets every week. Try to win some money, and my picks been trash lately, bro. It's just hard to predict, bro.
Right,
like, the Lions won today. Like, fam. I think the Lions won, if I'm not mistaken, bro. Like,
yeah, you can't predict that.
That's
bro.
What I'm saying.
That's
like
weather. That's like the weather, bro. You can't.
You think that's a guarantee? Like, they won, but they beat the Vikings. Like, who would have predicted that, bro?
29-27.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
They almost scuffed us too. we ain't win or lose.
yeah, that's bad, bro. Y'all talking about us? We barely beat the Giants. we barely beat the Lions.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. The Lions is having a hard. They've been on the brink of a win for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, like 6 weeks in a row.
They literally almost beat like a lot of good teams.
Right,
like, I don't know
right.
if they just trash or they just can't.
But nobody
win
wanted
games.
To be.
Wait, didn't Cuz hit like a 70-yard field goal on them?
60, yeah, they had, Baltimore.
62
yeah.
or 62 yeah. or something crazy. Justin Tucker, yeah.
Bro, he low key one of the reasons they beat us, bro. This dude don't miss. Like he hit a 60 yarder off the bat, automatic. I'm like, man, it's about to be a long day, bro. Like,
that's a cheat code.
He is what Vanateri used to be, bro.
Right.
Vanateri used to come out there.
Tucker is better though,
bro.
Tucker could kick further. Yeah,
Tucker is the best kicker I've ever seen ever.
Ever, bro. Ever.
They said he's made what like 40 straight like. Field goals from 40 plus or something like that's unheard of, bro.
Crazy,
everybody has a bad day. Like this man don't have a bad day, bro.
He's going crazy.
This man does not have a bad day.
That's silly.
Was that it for Honesty Awards? You had one.
I mean, everybody else giving Honesty Awards, man. I might go give one to my wife too, man. Shout out to my wife.
Just because, man. That's what's up, man. Yeah, bro. I was about to say something. I forgot, man. What was we talking about before that?
No shout outs in a while.
Yeah, no shout outs in a while.
Let's get to it, man. Let's get right to music then, bro. Lecrae and 1K Few album came out. No church in a while.
No church in a while.
How y'all feel about it? What's the consensus on that?
I probably won't listen to that in a while. Nah, man, that drone
no plays in a while.
I don't need no more like Cray for a while.
No streams.
I don't know that I gave it a fair shot. I just can't get past one song a day, bro. So it's just
that's so terrible.
I think it might. So all right,
it might grow.
When I was listening to it, this was my thoughts on it. I like the beats. I like the sound. I don't like 40-year-old Lecrae trying to sound hip. Like, I think that's what bothered me. Like, it sounded like he was trying to sound hip, bro. Even some of the slang he used, I'm like, bro, you kind of sound like an old man trying to stay relevant. Like,
yeah, they can't talk about. Yeah, I agree with that, Caleb.
Like, if it was a few album with just like even like Lecrae did skate on some of these tracks. Don't get me wrong, but.
Right.
It just sounded too like, let's try our best to fit in with the sound of the times. And like, that's what I hate about CHH to begin with.
Right.
Like, that they tried to sound like everybody else. And that's exactly what this was to me.
And like you said, use the terminology. Like, they kept talking about spinning on the op, and the op is the devil. It's like, what?
Yeah, bro. It's corny, bro. It's a corny. To me, it's a corny album.
So they were smoking on that demon pack.
Demon on that demon me pack too. Tonight.
Yeah, these. I don't trying, know, bro. I just, yeah, I mean,
I get what they're trying to do, though. I know what they're trying to do, but no, it ain't for me, though. It ain't for
where's
me.
The A&R's at, bro? Where's the A&R?
He right here.
He
bro.
Right here.
He's sitting right here.
I ain't know what A&R for that, bro.
I ain't taking credit for that, bro.
Yeah, nah, bro. So they A&R is Ace. Like, he's definitely, like, super Atlanta. He's super... That was one of my problems when I was there, is, like, everything that he... And I love Ace, but everything that, like, his sound that he, like...
Like, beat selection and stuff?
Yeah, like, it's always that Atlanta stuff.
Can,
and I'm
you
like,
can hear it. You can hear it.
That's cool to have that, but, like, there's like you got to bring something new to the table. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah.
He even tried some of that Gucci, like if you get deep Atlanta, some of them Gucci like, drum patterns. Like, you could tell, like, 1K and them was really...
Yeah, I think Metro produced a few of these.
Forever Roland did too. ESTG producer, he produced one.
Oh yeah,
of them,
yeah, yeah.
So,
who produced the second track?
Forever Roland did that one.
Yeah, yeah. I heard the tag. Yeah. So.
That's ESTG dude. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know.
Yeah, I probably won't get back to that for a while.
I listened to it all the way through. I didn't think it was horrible, but yeah. It ain't nothing I'm going to go back to. It sounds funny. Like typical, like what you would expect Christian rap to sound like.
Hey, right, this not replacing Church Clothes, though, right?
I was thinking that, too. I hope not, bro. Because I remember... Not.
This is a bad follow-up.
Because wasn't a video or something that I sent y'all or that we seen that said, like, I was going to do Church Clothes, but then I just thought, like...
Yeah, no that's what made me think that.
I don't think so, though, because Cray was saying Church Clothes, like, he was working with, like, Rhapsody and, like, D Smoke and, like, other art. Like, I want to hear those type of tracks. Like,
yeah.
But y'all think Lecrae's time is over?
Nah.
Mm-hmm. You don't think so?
I'm waiting on Lecrae's 444, bro. When that drop, I'll be happy. I'm just waiting on that.
Lecrae is definitely on his way
right
out.
Now he like, right now he like Magna Carta.
He's on his way out, bro. I could tell you.
That's
that
a great way to
fact.
Put it.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
So he's on Magna Carta. That wasn't Hov's best album either. So
no,
I think Lecrae, his best work is still yet to come. It's gonna come.
You think
bro,
so?
Yeah, I think some of his best work is yet to come. If he could just like
he could
you
drop
said,
a 444, bro.
But just like you said, like I ain't with the 40-year-old Lecrae trying to be
hip.
Migos and all of that. Like bro, you done put your work in. Like now, just
do what you now, do. Like yeah. Talk about your life.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
I think you might have hit the nail on the head, bro. I think that's the key. Like if we get a Lecrae album where he like talking about his actual life right now, like the mature side of it, like that might be like his 444. Because what people don't know about Lecrae is like he's in the real estate. Like this man got like properties. You know, he helped launch a school. Like he's in a lot of different business ventures besides just music. You know what I mean? So he has a lot to offer. like that. I don't know if we've heard anything about that in his music yet.
No,
like no, never.
I mean, he talks about starting a label and stuff, but we ain't heard nothing about like some of his other stuff. So
he said a little bar. He said, "Give me my God, piece of land. I promise I'm true, mate." Something like that on the over the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Something little. He's hinting at it. You can hear it.
So
that needs to be his
no
concept.
Church in a while is not getting ran back in a while for none of us.
Yeah.
I think that's a consensus.
I'm gonna finish it though. It's just gonna take. Yeah. However, how many
it's
tracks?
It's gonna take a while. It's only like 10 tracks.
It's only 10 tracks.
It's gonna take about another 7 days.
It's only like 30 minutes, bro.
I know, but I'm on track 4.
Listen
now.
To while you in the gym.
I listen to track 1, 2, and 3. So 7 more days and put me in.
It also to me it also sound like
10 days of Lecrae, like Christmas.
Dennis is stupid, man.
To me, it also sounds like it ain't like mixed all the way. Like they normally, like they stuff is normally super polished super mixing. Clean, yeah. Like this joint sounds.
Hey, I thought that sounded better than some of the most recent stuff I heard coming from there though.
You think so?
Like I felt like what was Lecrae's last project?
Restoration.
Restoration. I feel like Restoration sounded hollow. Like
really.
Yeah, then I thought a lot of their music ain't sound good. Like this old, but like when Tedashi album came out, I'm like, this don't sound good.
Oh yeah, yeah, that one didn't.
Like a lot
right.
of stuff just wasn't sounding good, bro. So this think, one, I'm like, this sounds actually good to me. Like
I think this one sounds like, all right, like the mix, like the vocals mixed and stuff don't sound bad. I think it's the beats. It sound like they don't have mixed beats.
It sound flat,
like they
yeah.
they shopped yeah. like. Use like Metro Beats or something and just had like the MP3 file, like you know what I mean? Like, it don't sound like,
yeah, try to clean it up.
You'll hear it, like, it don't sound like the drums is hitting, like the snare sounds,
they ain't had no track outs, just straight,
right?
Straight,
that's what it sounds like. Double, to me.
Try to dub it and tweak it,
yeah, just try to mess with it a little bit
with the EQs, yo.
Anyways, man,
Carly.
Enough about
that's what's up,
about that, bro. We don't gotta talk about it for a while.
Hey, we're gonna talk
no Cray for a while.
No
shots fired though. We love Cray.
No, we love Cray.
Any other music dropped this week that my boy Khalid dropped? Dropped a little mixtape.
I did not get to it. That's one of the joints that I wanted to get to.
That was good.
It's cool.
It was alright.
It's
was
cool. All right. Yeah. I mean, it's good. No, cool. It's good. All his stuff is gonna be good, but. It was, I don't know, it was, it's a mixtape. You could definitely tell it's a mixtape. He ain't approach it like an album.
Right.
He's fire, though. That dude is talented.
SZA pulled a fast one on everybody, man.
Well, I heard she it. Pulled a drop album?
No, she dropped a single, but that was already out, though. Like, it was on her SoundCloud. So,
I heard somebody leaked it on the SoundCloud, though. Like,
no,
it
it's her.
No,
that's
out.
Her. That's her. If you go to her Instagram, she got a link to the SoundCloud. To
they
that
stop
SoundCloud.
Doing that, bro. That stuff
is her.
These are TDE folks, ain't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
But you, I mean, SZA, I ain't gonna lie, she played, oh, we about to get new SZA. Nah, she, you know. But
man, I'm done with TDE, bro. Forget them. Like,
until the first of the year.
I've been done.
Is he dropping on the first of the year?
I'm just saying, they about
who,
to come.
Who gonna drop
coming.
On the first?
They
ain't gonna
be talking about
like
airtime info.
One of them was coming, man. The first quarter
hey,
makes
Ma,
sense.
Hey,
man.
Ma,
Mau,
you
said one
saying,
of them was
you
coming.
You said SZA was coming in, like, October, like, September.
Yeah, man, listen, bro. I can't keep up
You've
with
You've been talking about one of them coming every week for the past.
No, no, and I was right.
The past 6 months.
Because, look, Isaiah Rashad dropped, bro. He came.
That's the
only one.
That shouldn't have dropped, though. That didn't even have to drop.
Reason dropped a little 3-pack.
That's
it. That was good. That was fire. That Isaiah Rashad ain't have to drop, though.
Y'all got to let him grow, man.
You think Summer is running from... I mean, you think SZA is running from Summer?
I want to have that conversation Ooh. When she drop. That's Ooh. A conversation I want to have.
Ooh. I think SZA might be running from Ooh. Summer, bro.
I don't know if she...
I ain't even listening to Summer.
I think so, too.
I don't know if she's running,
summer, I
but
like,
I think...
She I might think be she, running, bro.
I think her and Dot doing the same thing. They trying to...
They both running.
They trying to drop... When it makes sense. Ain't no need to drop on Drake and Ye and all of them dropping at the same time.
Bro, it made sense three years ago. It's been making sense for years.
You can't give them that bill, bro.
No, so, like, SZA and Summer dropping the same day is going to hurt her sales. It don't make sense for SZA.
It ain't the same day.
I don't think I subscribe to that excuse anymore anymore. Cass could drop the same day, like, Ye and Drake dropped the same week, and both did.
And only one gonna
numbers.
Be number one, though. Is what I'm saying.
That's fine though. Let one be number one, but they
for
both
them top
be
artists. All I'm saying is SZA just dropped. Like, I was getting to that point. Like, don't give me music I already heard though. Like, I when I put it, I'm like, yo, I heard this already.
Yeah, that's how I feel about the SZA, man. I think it's over with for TDE, man. Dang, get TDE bro. Out of here. Nah, I'm just playing. But wasn't SZA on one of the Summer tracks on her album?
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, they might have an agreement. Like, yo, Summer, SZA, let me get my time in, and then you take over the new year, and you know, I'm going to be on your tracks, too. Like, right. Let's get it cracking.
A lot of them smart, competition. Not dropping with Summer, though, the album. So a lot of them are smart for not dropping around Summer when she dropping. Cause
no other R&B acts crazy. To drop after Summer.
That is crazy.
At least female. No other female R&B acts should or artists should drop, probably for the rest of the year, bro. Like big time.
Yeah, because it ain't that much time in December. They just have to.
What she did, she bodied that joint. I ain't even gonna lie, bro. I actually like her production on here better than when she was working with what's his name.
But he on this. He did like ten of it, bro. He did a lot of it.
Yeah, but he got some songs, but he didn't do the whole album. Like, I feel like it expanded her sound. Like, working with other people expanded her sound. Like, she always been dope, but all of her stuff was in the same lane. Like, this joint is way more, like, I don't know, it's vibing. I was vibing with it.
Yeah, I gotta finish it, man. I didn't get through the whole thing.
She talking that talk.
Yeah. I do know one thing, you know.
Talk to him, D.
The GOAT is the GOAT.
He the GOAT, man.
Hey. Ain't nothing. Enough said.
They better leave.
Enough said. They
Shout
know
out
what
to Wayne,
about.
Man.
They know
Shout
what
out to
talking
Wayne.
About. Yeah.
And bro. Corday, bro. Shout out to Corday, too, man. Getting Wayne on that.
Hey, you know what, though? Corday is fire.
And Hit
Boy. Until Wayne.
Hit Boy produced
until Wayne. Yeah. Hit Boy produced that?
Yeah. Yes, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
After I listen, like, oh, yeah, that sounds like some Hit Boy would do. Oh, hey Dennis, I got something I want to talk about with that dude.
All right, I'm not gonna lie, Wayne.
Bro, you shouldn't be that active like that, bro. Not like that.
Who?
Like Wayne, you shouldn't be that Wayne. Active for this many years like that, bro.
Nah, Wayne still raps better than everybody, bro. He does. There's no
flawless,
ain't no way
bro.
Around it. That boy, any beat. Any track he bought,
he going.
I need Wayne to drop an album, bro. Like, just
it's coming. I think it's coming.
Yeah, because he been on a lot of features and stuff lately. I feel like Wayne robbed us of. I feel like Wayne robbed us for a couple years, bro. Like when he wasn't really doing nothing. Like
because he was in that battle with that with that Carter, bro. With the Carter album, he was in that battle.
He's trying to get,
And Wayne, I don't think Wayne been healthy for real.
Yeah,
he sound look better.
He sound better now. Like.
Yeah.
He sound like he got a lot of clarity, a lot of mental clarity.
Yeah.
Like he was fighting the case and all of that too, man. Right.
And now he can drop an album and actually work with Drake. You know what I'm saying? Like, so.
Man, yeah, I need to hear some still, Young Money tracks, still, bro. Yeah, get Young Money back together.
Yeah, bro. They
hey, speaking
still
of
a dynamic trio.
Yeah,
I'm hyped for Corday album too because every song I've heard him drop so far is fire.
Yeah. Like, Roddy dropping song. I can't wait to hear Roddy.
He's about to do because he ain't dropped since 19, right?
I think it was 19. 18,
yeah, it was like end of 18.
I thought it was 2019.
I thought it was 19.
No, it was 19. It was 19. He dropped.
Yeah, it was 2019. The album. Yeah.
It was the end of it though, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
So, I'm excited for
that. Gearing up. Cass is gearing up, man.
The young boys gearing up, man. It seems like a lot of these young boys waiting for the perfect time. Like, let Drake and them get out the way.
It's a couple of young boys.
My man to drop a whole album by himself, though.
Who?
Little baby, it's time.
Yeah, it's time. There's a couple of albums I'm looking forward to this coming year. Lil Baby is one. Corday is one. I want to hear JID drop an album.
Yeah.
I feel like everything I hear him on, I'm like, yo, he like he could be next up if he wanted to.
Yeah, lyricist, yeah.
I'm trying to think who else. Those are the main three I've been looking forward to as far as like the Young Bulls.
Roddy for me. After please excuse me for being antisocial. That like
and Roddy.
Yeah, he nice.
Yeah, that last Roddy album to me.
It was great.
That joint still is fire. Like if you ever go back to it, that joint that was a moment for Roddy. And you know the good thing about Roddy is that like it don't seem like you know how you expect more from people when they hot. Yeah. But for him it's like he alright though. Like he could drop whatever because it don't seem like it's no pressure for him. Like he'll cut pop on a feature.
Who is he signed to?
That I don't know.
Is he signed? He ain't signed to Mustard. Nah.
I'm sure he's with a major, but I didn't know if he was with like a smaller label with
let's see.
Roddy Rich.
Roddy
Rich is coming. He got an album coming in December.
Oh, it's in December?
December 17th.
Oh, it's super lit.
Roddy is signed.
He with Atlantic.
Atlantic,
yeah. Yeah. So that's
He signed to Atlantic. Yeah.
Can't That's wait. Gonna be a dope album, bro.
Can't wait. It's like, nah, quit.
Speaking of music, man, I was reading this article about the Astroworld situation. And Travis Scott, I guess Travis Scott is paying for like all the victims' funeral and for their family to go to like therapy and stuff. But the families are still saying it's like a slap in the face.
I thought the lawsuit was like $2 billion. I thought they were trying to get $2 billion out of it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Two billions.
Well, I mean, what do you want him to do though? Like,
I'm still trying to figure out how this is Travis Scott's fault. But
right.
I've been saying that too.
They were trying to put it on Drake too. They were trying to get Drake added to the lawsuit because Drake was on the car.
Drake was there.
Fam. All right, bro. We've all put on events like not anywhere near this stature. This is the biggest event in the nation, probably in the world, almost.
Right.
The girl talking about. I told a cameraman that somebody's passed out over here, and Travis kept going. How many points of contact is it between this fan and
bro,
the cameraman?
Bro, it's 50,000 people between
and
Travis
Scott.
And the cameraman.
That's what I'm saying. So, I know this is old news, but it's like that message has to go through 20 people before it gets to Travis.
I was about to say that right. You think the cameraman has
direct contact to
Travis while he's performing?
While he's performing. Not even backstage. Like, while he's performing. Like,
you don't.
People are dumb,
and we've all also like performed before. So why you on stage? You're not like super in. You don't know what's going on in the crowd.
Sometimes
all the time.
You don't even see what's going on.
You can't even see,
crowd,
right? Especially exactly. On a big stage like that. Like,
yeah, he had way more. Yeah,
I'm like, fam. People like, I understand. Like, it's a horrible situation. Like, somebody dropped the ball, but
bro, it's horrible because of the people that was in the crowd. It's like, bro, you gotta have some self awareness of like. I can't breathe. They probably can't breathe. Like, at some point, it got to be on the people in the crowd, and nobody's taking responsibility for
that
it that was
true.
In the crowd, bro.
I remember.
Everybody's putting it on Travis. It's like, yo, it's like 50,000 people in here who can individually take responsibility. Like, they didn't die because Travis Scott killed them. Like, they died at a Travis Scott concert because other people were trying to push forward to see Travis Scott.
Right.
That's a good point.
It's like,
and they said a lot of people were already like on like doing drugs, like hardcore drugs. Some people overdosed. They said it was rumors that somebody was going around jabbing people with needles. Like, stuff is crazy, bro. Like, it's so many things that could have happened for them to just put all the blame on him. It's like,
but that's what happens at music festivals, bro.
But listen though, bro, how many people died?
I don't know.
Was it like eight?
Eight people, eight. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And they got a lawsuit for $2 billion goals. for a cat that's on the stage that ain't he? They act like he injecting people with needles, or he did something to these people. Yeah. Like I'm not just because he's an artist and he got his name attached to it. I'm not somebody that's. I'm not gonna be naive to the fact that there could be underlying things. But none of this stuff is making sense to me why Travis Scott has to be held accountable just because it was his festival. Like it's on way more people than him, bro.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, like bro. People just gotta use common sense. Through, like
you think
it was a bunch of security. Stuff
you think if Travis Scott really knew that people were dying in the crowd, he would just keep going with the concert and just be like, oh, whatever. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Obviously he didn't know what was happening. And if you look at any Travis Scott concert, like it's mosh piss, it's cats getting bloodied up, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's the type of crowd he has. And so if he's seeing some chaos in the crowd from where he's at, it's nothing new to him. Like, you know what I mean? Like, chaos in his shows are like that's pretty much normal for his standard, his shows.
And people should have just been jumping over the barricade. Like, if I can't breathe and the only thing between me and breathing is me getting over this barricade, I'm jumping over the barricade. Yeah. We're gonna have to figure something else out, bro. Like they shouldn't have let people in.
People are not being held accountable, and then like the crowd, and then whoever is responsible for selling tickets and making sure that there's enough room in the venue, like that person should be held accountable, bro. Because every venue has a limit. Like, and anybody who puts together like a tour or a festival or whatever, like. You know this stuff. You know what I mean? Like, you know when you're booking a venue, the max capacity is this. That means you can only sell this many tickets. You know what I mean? Yeah. How did it get to the point where people can't even move or breathe? Like, they sold way too many tickets, or it was just...
Yeah, in a pandemic.
We hit a pandemic.
They obviously ain't have enough security. That, like, fam, I don't know. Like, that joint is crazy, but... Yeah, I just read that, and I'm like, I mean, I respect what he's doing. Like, you care enough to, I mean, I get, like, maybe he didn't give the best apology, but I don't feel like Travis Scott is, like, the best spoken person. Like, when do we ever see him in interviews or anything? Like,
I don't think I've ever seen a Travis Scott.
We only hear his music. He don't talk, so it's like, bro, you can't expect him.
He's a weird band kid.
That's what we all... He's a weird dude, bro.
He was a weird band kid. People
he's
forget
probably
about
that
this.
Socially
they
awkward.
Made it, bro. They made it,
bro.
Yeah, he was in band and drama and stuff when he was in like high school. Like we know those kids. Like
exactly,
no
bro.
Anybody,
that's who
but...
becomes famous. These people do not.
Mark, I was in band too.
Weird, that's what I was about to say. I was too. They say he's a weird band kid. Like dang, it's like
not his band though. But like, but he was in like drama and like plays and like you know what I mean. Like he was like.
Bro, I did plays too, bro.
You ain't do no plays, bro.
I did at the church, bro.
I definitely did plays at church.
We all did plays at church. I'm talking about school, bro. I was in school plays too.
Nah,
you
was in school plays.
I wasn't like the main character though. I was like
a horse.
I was like a tree or a wolf or something.
A tree.
That's too funny.
That's so
I played a wolf in Cinderella, bro. Not Cinderella. Beauty and the Beast. Not Little Red Riding.
Beauty and the Beast. Bro.
I definitely played a wolf, bro. Little we had to Red jump Hood. The beast.
Damn.
I used to do that stuff to get out of class, though, bro. Like,
yeah, facts. Facts, bro.
We got play practice from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Like, bet. Bro, I'm missing the whole day. Bro, let's go. Bro.
That's how I was at school for robotics. And it was called
interest in robots.
Bro, I took robotics and I took something called Penguin Regatta. Penguin Regatta. Y'all ever heard of Penguin Regatta?
No.
Nah, bro.
It's like you gotta build a boat. It was a big thing Washu. All schools come down there, they build a boat. And the boat gotta be able to hold people and make it across the pool. And I did all of that just to be out of class, bro.
Cats would do anything to get out of class, bro. Getting out of class is like getting out of prison. Like,
I mean,
yo, what you want me to do? You want me to recite some poetry? Like,
I mean, bro, we skipped two, but you ain't always going to skip eight periods a day, though. You gotta have a cocaine.
Yeah, you need an alibi, Carlos. Like,
sometimes I need no alibi, bro. If y'all gonna give me like ISS or like after school detention.
See, bro, if you was at my school, you definitely ain't need no alibi. Bro. We was wildin'. We everybody, was wilding in high school, bro. Everybody know Mountain know.
That's because your school was wasn't wild. Even a school, bro. They ain't have the proper guidelines in place.
Hey, they got it in there now, bro.
Because of y'all, bro. It's because of y'all.
Like they should have shut us down
this
here,
cat bro. Went to college and high school and didn't even have.
Bro, that's if y'all crazy. Knew some of these stories, man.
Some of the wildest stories ever, bro.
I know one story about my boy Brandon.
Oh, He's never gonna live that down. They got it's a
bro. He'll never live that. That's crazy. What he's known for in Youngstown, bro.
Man, bro, it's a crazy library story out there.
Wait, yeah. We gotta move on. I know that one too. Yeah. We gotta move on. So the wild, next topic, bro. Man.
Hey, Chris,
man,
to be lit, but we gotta move on.
I know the library story.
Yo, because once they start saying the location, I'm like, yeah, we gotta move on.
It started getting nuts, right?
I remember the library scandal, bro.
Everybody know in the whole city, bro.
They put them on blast, bro, in the paper and all that.
In the paper.
So, let me see something real quick. Let me get to these bars real quick, bro. Like,
What else we got, man? We didn't get to homeboy last week. I don't know. Should we get to him or not?
Who that?
We got the time.
The boy Rit.
Who?
Oh, K-Rit.
K-Rit.
Who is that?
The boy Rittenhouse, man.
Oh, I thought we did talk about him last week. Carter went here, though.
He said,
we didn't even talk about him.
We didn't talk about that video?
But we don't got to get to it, man.
We didn't talk about that video?
I feel like that's
we probably did it in the chat. I think we probably did it in the chat.
No, we talked about that last week.
Nah, we didn't. We didn't talk about it, bro.
We didn't get to it.
Nah.
I brought it up, but we didn't get to it.
We do got to say rest in peace to Virgil, man.
Yeah, that's
Virgil
nice, bro.
Passed away, 41 years old, man.
That's nice, bro. Yeah.
Shout out to Virgil. He a legend, bro.
That is
bro.
Crazy.
Oh, yeah, man. Especially the timing. The timing is nuts.
It's so much death, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I ain't trying to get, like, super serious, but, like, y'all ever, like, I don't know, this year got me thinking about, like, just all these people dying, like, celebrities and stuff. It's like, bro, like, it just got me thinking about, like, what really matters in life. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's mad cats dying mad young, bro, that got superstar status and mad money, and it's like, at the end of the day, like,
it
really matters, yeah. And then I started thinking about my life, and I'm like, like, what percentage of activities in my day, like, are gonna matter when I'm gone? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, bro. It's just crazy to think about. Like,
that's crazy you said that, bro. Cause I've been thinking about that too. Like, bro, life is really short. Is really short. Like, you could literally be here today and gone today, and nobody would know what you was going through sometime until you gone.
Till you gone.
Yeah.
That's true.
And it's like dang, like the people closest, I'm pretty sure the people closest to Virgil knew what was going on. But it's like,
yeah.
Anybody that like finds that type of information out later, like that a person got a terminal illness and they really gonna be gone, like you like, man, you just start thinking about like what if that happened to me, like
yeah.
What's my relationships like? Like, what is my like?
Right.
Like
what are you leaving behind? Like, yeah, what like, legacy what is you my, leaving?
Yeah, it's like, and I'm only 32, bro. I'm 32, yeah. So it's like
that's right around the
I
corner.
I feel like I got a lot of life to live. Like, my grandpa just passed at 97. Like,
right,
yeah, 97,
bro.
I'm
only a third of the way.
I'm
there.
A third of him. Like, I'm a third of what he did, and it's like, but in today's society, like, I might not ever see 97.
Yeah.
So like. What is it that I could do like to really, you know what I'm saying, be significant, not for myself but for somebody else.
That's the key, bro. Like what are you leaving? I think, and that's what I've been like thinking about heavily lately. Like after Brandon passed and like other people I know, it's just like what are we leaving behind, man? Like, you know what I mean? Because you can live life and have fun, and it's not wrong with having fun, and it's not wrong with making money and all that, but it's like, if I'm just living to make a paycheck, you know what I mean, to pay my bills, like, yeah, when I die, like, what matters about that? Right. And so that's why I'm, like, super happy that I get the opportunity to do what I do, because it's like, this is what, like, investing into eternity looks like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, this is like I think Malk said it a while back, like, people are gonna remember you, like, by how you treated them, and right. like that's where value comes from, you know what I mean? So, like, I don't know, I even look at y'all, like, man, like, Malk, you grew up in the hood, bro, like, you went through some difficult situations in your life, and to be able to overcome that, and now you have your own family, and you're like kind of like breaking generational cycles and like investing into your kids, like, that's what life is about right there, right. Like, you feel right. me, like, forget yeah. the money and forget all that, like, you're leaving behind something special. Or like, even Dennis, like, starting a business and stuff, like, that's cool, like, you about to make good money, but you're giving people who never would have had yeah. an opportunity elsewhere, like, right. you're changing lives doing that. Like, literally, that's what people are going to remember you by, not by how much money you had, not by, like,
exactly,
not by what you did, but, like, just how you treat people, bro. Right.
Yeah. A great
like Carlin, like, having, said, like, yeah. like, you investing in the kids, like, you know what I mean? Yep. Like, investing in the kids at a young age and helping kids through the struggles and stuff they're going, like, this stuff is, like, I don't know, like, not to get sentimental, but I'm proud deeper. Of y'all cats, man. Like,
let me
I'm,
get Carlin his flowers, I'm proud of bro. All y'all. He said a while ago, I ain't never seen a hearse fall about a U-Haul, so let everything go that's making you fall. And that's like,
hey, that's legit. That was bars, bro.
That's a bar. Like, there, you know, people, like you said, Caleb, ooh. Like, money and stuff is cool.
I didn't even
cool
catch it back then.
Because, like, you know, pay your bills, get, you know, get nice stuff, whatever. But at the end of the day, it don't really matter. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
like that's real.
But
I think the most important part is that, you know, our generation, and I have to say our generation, because I mean it's our generation, but I think our generation is just no excuses
yeah.
for a lot of us. Like a large percentage of our generation is just no excuses. Like
yeah,
not going allow their childhood or not having a parent or not having a great upbringing determine their outcome. Now there's a great percentage that has allowed that to take place that holds on to that excuse, but I feel like the majority, at least the people that I come in contact, like especially over the last couple of years, like our generation trying to turn this thing around, like
yeah. right.
You know what I'm saying? And I think that's what was great. And then when you face so much death, it's like you just kinda cherish things a little
yeah,
bit.
That's
a little bit differently.
Yeah, you
that's right. Right. That's true, bro.
That's true.
A little bit differently.
And
I was just gonna say, like, and I feel like you live life differently because you think about it that way, like we said, like you're thinking about what really matters.
Right.
And so when you think about, you want to, like, when you think about what you want to leave behind, you begin to like live your life to impact others. You know yep. what I mean? Mm-hmm. And when you do that, it gives you a sense of fulfillment that is better than like any money could bring you. Like, you know what right. I mean? It's better yeah. than any success or money it can bring you, because it's like, I know that when it's all said and done, like, my job was done here. Like, yep. you know what right. I mean?
Yeah.
Like, even when Brandon said that in his song, that Armageddon song, like, I'm ready to go. Like, if the devil, I mean, if God calls me home, like, I'm ready because I know my job is done.
He did, you feel yeah. me? Yeah.
Like, I want to leave yeah. Earth knowing that my job is done. Like, even today was my last Sunday at our church here, and they kind of, like, announced it and stuff. And, like, I don't know, just talking to people, like, even knowing that I'm leaving Atlanta having an impact for being here for 2 years, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
I feel like it's sad that I'm gonna miss it here, but I feel like, dang, like, I can't even be upset that I didn't do what I was supposed to accomplish here, like, you know what yeah. I mean? Like, I'm yeah. leaving here, and people have said over and over again, like, and I'm not trying to like toot my own horn, I'm just saying, like, this is how I want to live my life. Like, I'm leaving and knowing I left my mark here. Like, knowing that people's lives are impacted, you know, kids, adults, whatever. And, like, that's how I'm trying to leave Earth, bro. Like, I'm not trying to leave nothing behind.
Yeah, bro. You killing
that,
me too.
I think that changes, like, I think that once you change your goals, because you can make a goal to make a certain amount of money to, like, do certain things. But I think if you change your goals to, like, have that mindset of, like, hey, I want to leave a legacy, I feel like that changes a lot of things for you. Because if you do things that, like, or not to get super spiritual, but if you do things that are pleasing to God, then you're, like, God's going to honor that. So it's going to feel like that every time you do something. Because you don't make the goal to, like, make a bunch of money, or, like, that can be your goal. Like, sure, that can be a secondary or a third goal, but it's like, my main goal is to make sure that when I come into contact with people, they know that they can come to me to, and you know that I'm going to help them get from point A to point B in their life, and know that their life is going to be different because I came into their life. And if that's my goal, it don't matter what I'm doing. If I'm doing that, if I get paid for it, great. If I don't, great. But I'm doing what I'm passionate about, and because I'm already passionate about it, if I'm getting paid, like, I almost feel bad that I'm getting paid. It's like, I would do this for free, but like, there just happened to be a paycheck to come along with it. But there's a longer lasting effect that matters behind it. So if that's my goal, then I'm going to be way more fulfilled in life. Because if I don't get as much money as I think I should get, it's like, well, that's not my goal anyway. You know what I mean?
That's not how you don't view success as like that's money.
That's not how I view success. Yeah. That's not how.
And success isn't always in numbers either. Like, people look at impact as like, oh, how many people did you reach? It's like, well, even if you only walk five people your whole life, like, if you're able to help change five people's lives and then they're able to turn their families around, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
That's impact, bro. Yeah. Like, so that's deep, man. I was thinking that because I'm like, Virgil, like, even though he was obviously rich and stuff, like, I feel like the bigger impact that he left behind is, like, showing kids in the hood, like, you can do this. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
and it's a different route for kids in the hood. Like, normally they just say, you don't gotta rapper, be a rapper, ball player.
Yep.
It's like, you can be a high-level fashion and be in and touch everywhere. Not just fashion, though. You know what I'm saying? You could do, you know, in entertainment. I heard they just released a car that he was working on and the design and all that. Like, this cat was like Dennis said, he ain't have no excuse. And that's kind of like the kind of life I want to kind of pass down to my boys. It's like, yeah, you going through something, but you still got to work, though. Like, you still got to have something you're working towards.
You know? You cry about it, or you can do something about it.
Yeah, because,
Real. Yeah, it's like, nah.
Yep. Remember that kid? That
all right, bud.
We was doing that work. I said,
The beast body, bro. Yeah, that dude was funny, bro.
Yeah. That dude, man.
Look at these biceps. bro, he said he went to the one dude. He said, there was a little Asian cat he used to have in the videos, but the one time he went, let me go over here to Josh. He said, let me tell you about Josh. Josh was a little puny boy. He said, he said, Josh's a little puny boy. Say, he wasn't even in this country. Like, yo, what do that got to do with anything?
Bro, I felt like that dude was, like, low-key
racist. He was racist, bro. He was. Like, you don't sound like you from this country either, though.
Oh, my God, bro.
He said he was a puny little boy. He wasn't even from this country. But look at him now. I'm like,
bro, what? You're not from this country. Like, you what? Not being from this, not from this country.
Oh, my God,
Yeah. Yo, shout out to, what was that dude's name? I forget his name.
I don't even remember, bro. That cat was suddenly
the beast. The beast is getting 50 pounds. Josh was a puny. Yo, I'm dead, bro.
Bro, that's the whole reason I really even want to do that program.
Yeah, he was annoying, bro. Like, he didn't motivate you. He wanted to, like, he made me want to be like, bro, shut up, bro.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Oh,
Even Sean T motivated me a little bit more than him. Like, Sean T on some freak stuff now.
Y'all seen him?
Have you seen Sean T recently?
I don't know if I should listen or should I move these cats.
Hey, Sean T still got a. He still got
no, let this ride, Malk. Let this ride, Malk.
He still got a Frodo.
He got a yellow fro, bro. That's what's crazy.
No,
about.
No.
I think it was like blonde or something.
Sean T be out here in booty shorts, bro.
Last I seen, he had a gray fro, bro. He had a gray fro.
It's funny because y'all know when Insanity first came out. Y'all know when Insanity first came out, like, nobody knew Sean T was gay. Like, everybody like, I think he might be gay. And then rumors started coming out, like, yeah, he's gay, bro. You see him now? Like, that man fully.
Now he is like, oh,
he fully
boy,
embraced out. It, bro. He got twerk workouts and stuff, bro. Like. I think so. I don't know, bro. I feel like I seen something like that. It sound right.
Oh no, he do the well, he got the hip hop abs joint too, don't he?
He in there with
where you
booty
just dancing, you start dancing and all that.
Yeah. Let me go on, man. It's just me making my plate. Let me get these cats these bars real quick because
you got bars. Let's go.
I get y'all. All right, Rum Nitty versus this dude named Next.
I just don't know how Sean T just kept.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
It's like,
I'm
it's trying, cool, man. But I just didn't know, bro. Like, just be honest. I feel lied to.
All right. Just tell me. I don't care. Just tell me, though. Like,
I don't care at all, actually.
All right, y'all want,
now I'm shocked.
Y'all want a Nitty bar or y'all want a Next bar?
I don't care.
Bro.
I just want bars. Get right, it.
Give y'all Nitty. I'll say the other one for next week. He said, Rum Nitty in the second round said, it's just me making my plate, saying my grace all by myself. And that's exactly how to alienate. I'm the cheat code. Ooh. When they said you was out here trying to be me, bro, that just meant you was a little light rum, but I got mojito. And it's even better.
Who is that? Who boy
that's
is that?
Nitty. Yeah, Nitty no, against Next. And it's even harder because the dude Next
the
is
alienate.
He light skinned too, so he you a little light rum, but I got more heat though.
I don't work some damn nothing then. Welcome to the Lion's Den. Original sin, many man comprehends like that.
So you go out and tell a friend.
Yeah, I had to write that joint down.
Yeah, bro, that was hard.
Hey, man, speaking of Andre Bars, man, the way he was rapping on that Ye song.
Oh, my God, bro. He
life
of
the party. Man,
he needs to come
bro.
Back. Hey, I got some bars for y'all. I was listening to that Nas album. This cat said, I got the hood playing golf while I bossed out. Crucifixes all over the chrome hearts. You get crossed out. People battered down. Asian hating getting passed around. Tiger happy. Both his parents' lives matter now. That joint was hard to me, bro.
That's Andre. I remember hearing that bar. I was like, oh my God.
I had to rewind it. Like, he stuck with the golf theme.
And
Asian hate getting passed around. Tiger happy. Both his parents' lives matter. I was like, bro, that's creative as heck, bro.
Nah, I said that.
Yeah, Nas said that, bro.
Okay, Nas. Nas got bars, bro. I keep telling y'all, like, I need some more Nas and Hit-Boy, bro. They could make 10 more albums. Oh, I feel like Nas. Hit-Boy.
They may do that, bro. He may
I feel like
Hit-Boy
reignited Nas' career. Like,
right.
He gave him a second boost. Like,
and I like it that Hit-Boy said that it's just him and Nas in the studio. It ain't like.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't like everybody that come in. It's just the producer and the rapper. Like, and you could tell. You could tell.
Yeah.
Hey, for you people on Twitter, man, saying Hit-Boy a trash producer, you gotta shut up.
Who said that?
They said it's some people on there saying.
They don't know nothing about music.
He average. I'm like Hit-Boy not average, man. Just set this one up.
Hit-Boy is average. Okay.
Hit-Boy's average is nuts.
Yeah, Hit-Boy being average wow. is a crazy statement.
Just for you to tell me it's not good from your lunch break.
That's what I'd be thinking about.
Hey, Mo, what trash. Was you about to say when about Wayne after Caleb was
oh, all right, so I know we got to go. I'm going to make it real quick, though. So y'all know how we were saying, I've been saying, I don't think nobody rapped better than Royce this whole year from what he put out because he was rhyming syllables the whole time. I think Wayne be trying to rap syllables, but he don't know how to make it make sense. Like, if y'all listen to Royce, he's probably one of the only few rappers, him, maybe Jay, Andre, not that can rhyme syllables but still make a story out of it. Sometimes people just like, that's why, like, when people say lyrical, miracle, then it'll hit them. Yeah, like,
you ain't saying nothing. You just rhyming words, like.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's how I feel about Eminem.
Yeah.
Eminem is one of those who don't say much, but he could rhyme words.
Structural,
great.
Contextual. Yeah.
That's
around,
what separates Royce, though. Royce has the same amount of rhyme schemes as all of them, but actually gets a point across.
A whole, like a 7 minute.
And like,
across,
and he does it like very well and intellectually. Like, right. Not even like reaching. It's like, I understood exactly what you just said. Like,
that's
Wayne,
what I think.
I think Wayne is just. Wayne is just is who he is, though. Like, I think it's like you said, like, you're never gonna expect Wayne to make like real like heavy content in his music.
He got some songs raps, like that, bro. But not like a whole
That's
album.
What I'm saying. He got some, but rapping wise, just putting words together and wordplay, like, he rapping better than all these cats, bro.
Different level.
I could listen to Wayne rap. I could listen to Wayne rap for days, bro. Now, I like Wayne better now than I did when he was in his prime, for real.
They better leave Wayne alone. I don't know why they keep calling us, man.
Yeah, you don't really want to keep calling Wayne, though.
What you mean?
Like, you don't really, like, if you nice, though.
If I could get a Wayne feature, I'm calling Wayne, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm not going to expect to out-rap
him. I mean, it depends on what you're trying to get off, though. Yeah, you right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
All these cats ain't really, I mean.
I think that's why Drake ain't
he definitely
doing much with Wayne no more.
Drake can't hang with Wayne in the booth.
Can't do it. Yeah, it's tough out there.
Hey, Carlin.
Well, we ain't even get to it.
We ain't get to revisit it yet, bro. But the group text this week.
We got time. My wife ain't going to her little event, bro. We ain't going
to a little event.
Oh, it ain't going.
Carlin, you about to get in trouble?
It's like a birthday party, but
Carlin,
no,
you
ain't
can't call
going
him
no more.
Bro.
We got time now.
Hey,
ain't going all
right, so let's revisit it real quick, bro. Let's revisit it real quick, man. So, all right, so the reason I'm bringing it back up is because our original argument before these albums even dropped was that Drake would have the hype momentum at first, but Ye would have the longevity. And y'all kill me for saying that. Y'all like, no, it ain't no way. And I feel
y'all said who can make better music today. That's what it was, a more current sound. That's what I thought the conversation
was.
Yeah, that was a part of it.
But it was all, that was a part of it, though.
Yeah. I got to make sure we
Drake
get it all out.
Hot. And so Dennis came back on the group chat, and I'm going to just let you say what you said, bro. Like, I'm not going to speak for you.
I'm a man with it, bro. I'm a man with it.
Let him know. I respect it, bro.
Check this out, man. Donda is better than COB. And it's like way better than COB to me.
Dang.
Like, it is, though, bro.
What changed your opinion about it, though?
Time with both of them. Time with both of them and really going back to that Donda, like, that CLB is it is what Cass said it is, though. It's just
it's
Drake that we know. It's mid. It got some bangers. I ain't gonna say it's trash, but
no, I got a couple.
Donda's better. Donda's better, man. Donda is fresh. Donda was fresh, bro. And it was to me, it's album of the year. Like, flat out, it's album of the year to me.
Dang.
All right. Well, I ain't gonna go all the way that. I'm gonna say, I said the production was always fire because it's Ye. It went from 4 to 6 to me to like maybe like 8 to 10, 8 to 10 songs.
8 to 10,
and they both got like, so they both like. 50,
oh, you said
50.
Hold on, 8 to 10 songs.
Yeah, for me, like
even after the deluxe.
I ain't get to the deluxe. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't get to the deluxe.
Might add another two.
Yeah, check a couple of them.
It's definitely gonna add a one because they get
that. Yeah, it's definitely gonna add one.
But I can't. I mean, it is what you know. It's like both of them. The songs I like, I really, really like, and the
you
songs
still go
I don't
back to
like.
12 songs off of Drake's album.
No, I'm saying it's 12 songs I could listen to. Like, it, like it's at the right
songs
time.
Off of Drake.
Like,
what's your song?
I don't go back to a single song off of Drake.
Yeah, I go back to that in the Bible.
In the Bible.
I go back to the one, the corny joint.
Way too sexy.
It's way too sexy. And then I go back to the joint where he's just flowing, bro.
Oh, 7 a.m.
I go to the
7 a.m. Yeah, 7
I go to the 21 Savage joint. I like that.
Hey,
like,
we gotta
go
talk about 21 Savage, bro.
I got that written down. I forgot to bring it up.
Listen, my man said in that song, I know y'all know the bar I'm talking about. Make you do a booty clap or something.
Turn you to a booty clapper.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
What?
Hey. Hey.
Bro.
Turn you to a booty clapper. He should have.
Hey, bro. I don't know what. I don't even understand the bar.
Bro, that bar.
He's saying he get shot and then make you start twerking or something. Like, what are we talking about?
He should have put 21 on Girls Like Girls with them bars.
Yeah, right, right.
Wait, let me finish my retraction.
Right, my fault.
Donda is I don't know. People say a masterpiece. I say musically it was, but it's a better album than what I thought it was gonna be. I'm not gonna lie, it's a good album. It's not in my top three, but it's probably like top five, top six.
I got an album of the year because
I got Nas. I got
it's a masterpiece.
IDK.
I don't have it up in my top rap albums. I got it up in top albums. Period. Like
me too. Like
because like you said, I don't think it's a rap. I don't really consider it a rap.
It's like album. A mixture though. Like
it's I don't a musical. To, it's like yeah, a music. Yeah. I view this as a musical production. I view it as right. Like you like need to like. Have a play to go along with this joint, like.
And you know what, man? Exactly. Kanye West did what he been trying to do, bro.
Make a living album.
Like to make a living album, he really did that this time. Like, yeah. The last album. What was the last album that he tried to say this?
Jesus is King, or that?
Nah, Pablo. I think Pablo, was trying to say it was gonna be a playlist, like a living album. Nah, this joint is a living album. Bro.
Yeah, like, I could see the similarities, but this one. He accomplished more. Like he just the sounds that we hear in this ain't nothing that we hear. Like, bro, even when I see the little clips on TikTok that got the clip of the song to it, like, even when you are not ready for the day, I'm like, this is hard, bro. Like
always be nice.
Like I'm like he just does stuff differently, bro. But
bro, that Life of the Party, that part with DMX at the end.
Yeah. He switched his verse on that.
Is
right?
That on the deluxe? Yeah. That's on the deluxe.
Yeah. He don't got his verse. He's changed his verse on it. He ain't dissing Drake no more.
I mean, you know why cool, he ain't dissing Drake.
Yeah, they cool now.
They cool now, bro. He ain't
Jay Prince sat him down.
Sat who down?
Jay Prince hit the boy Yeah up.
He sat both of them down, bro.
Bro, I can't even.
Jay Prince is a mediator.
Like bro, you ain't had no eyebrows in that picture, bro.
Yeah, that wasn't Ye. I'm not convinced that was Ye, bro. He looked like a clone. Like, it looked like they shot that picture in the dark on purpose. Like, oh, this dude could pass for Ye if it's dark out. Like,
that wasn't Ye. They had a Ye looking like, hey, yo, come here real quick. Be Ye real quick.
That's yeah, wins, bro.
Kanye West, man.
Man. Shout out to Kanye.
See, I don't know
if you all the way back because it ain't his best work, but it's better than what he's been putting out, though.
His bars definitely ain't all the way back, but his musical ear is still top still notch. There.
Yeah, like, I feel like it never left. Like I know the bars on Jesus King people was making fun of, but I felt you could still hear Ye in the production on it. I don't know if like you could still hear chord progressions and all that.
But
like,
it sounded like it wasn't finished though. Like he was getting
like
there,
he was rushed
like,
to get it out.
And bro, to be able to put out this kind of work with how heavily involved in fashion he is.
Yeah. Facts. He doing it, bro.
We seen how trash his work was when he was diving into politics. Yeah. But when he got in his fashion bag, he came with it.
Mm-hmm. See, I don't measure albums by like you saying like how many tracks you go back to. Like I don't really measure how good an album is by that.
I just do it. In I my measure list. It like, by who, if, who like, can I put over top? Like that's all.
Yeah. Because I don't listen to albums like that. Like I listen. I like to listen to albums all the way through. Like I rarely listen to like. Certain like I rarely just go to an album just to hear certain songs. If I'm gonna do that, I'm gonna just take them off and put them on a playlist, right. Like you know what I mean, yeah. And just shuffle it. But if I'm going to Donda, like I'm gonna listen to that joint through to hear the cohesiveness of it, and I feel like he accomplished it, bro. Like
he did.
I feel like he did it.
Bro. I still don't like Hurricane though. I don't know what it is about that song. I don't know what.
That's crazy.
I love that song, bro.
For some reason, man. But yeah, good stuff, yeah.
When y'all was talking about Anderson .Paak and Bruno last week, like his they album, dude. I feel like that was the same points I had against Drake album. Like, how underwhelmed y'all felt. Like, that's how I felt with Drake album. And I still do, but...
Yeah, because it was a 50 burger for me. It wasn't like it was a B. It was an F still.
What?
Drake only going back to, you know, half of the album. Yeah. You know, 50%.
I don't know, bro. I've tried to go. I even tried to go back to it the other day. I'm like, let me try to listen to this Drake again. But I just can't. Like, I don't know what it is about that album, bro. It is not.
It's not his best work, bro. It's not his best work at all.
The beats are mad boring. I get bored after track like 3. I'm like, this is just boring. Like, we already know what this is. Like, but shout out to Drake and Kanye. That's going to be when they come together for that concert, it's going to be literally the most expensive concert ever known to mankind. Right. Right. Yes, like, how much tickets going for? They got to be going for like...
got to be like $5 million. I
guess. Front row seats. So, only a billionaire is going to afford front row seats.
Like, dang, I can't come, bro. Like, I got $5 million.
It's going to be like Elon Musk and them, like, in the front
it's
row.
And Jay-Z. It's going to be him and Jay-Z there, bro. Just sitting there.
You're going to have, like, millionaires in the nosebleeds. Like... LeBron gonna be in the nosebleeds, bro. Like, that's how much these tickets cost. LeBron going to a concert and he can only afford the nosebleeds.
Yeah, that'd be silly. And who would do it is Ye. Ye probably the only person that could do it.
Yeah, that's wild.
Ye is wild, bro. Ye is a wild dude, bro.
Did y'all listen to that prayer?
No, I didn't. I didn't.
It was pretty good. It was pretty good. I'm also annoyed that people make a big deal out of everything Kanye does, though. I feel that, Malk. I feel like you were saying that, too. Like, this dude could, like, go on Instagram Live and say, like, nothing, and they'd be like, yo, did y'all see what Ye did? Like, all right, y'all. Like, we got to chill out now. Like,
just let the man live.
Yeah,
man.
He ain't that creative. Like,
yeah, he's making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich on Live. Y'all, this is crazy.
I never seen
jelly
on wheat.
He put the jelly on first, though. Like, you never see nobody do that. Say people wouldn't say that, bro.
Yo, you never seen him
put the jelly first and then the peanut butter.
Everything, bro. Everything is a debate, no matter what, bro.
Hey, somebody, that's funny.
Somebody's always going to oppose somebody else's styles, bro. Right. Like,
I was telling Rachel that. I'm about to, because what people do is they kind of make you listen to music to always compare it to something else. Yeah. It's like, fam, like, you ain't got to do that. You can just enjoy music for what it is, bro. You know?
That's facts.
Yeah, man. Bro, but y'all be, like, after watching that interview with Ye, I be seeing all the stuff that he was talking about, like, with them trying to, like, break up his family. Like, bro, I see it. And it's, like, clear as day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because I don't, not, like, I don't really care about
I don't get into the media, the
gossip,
bro.
Stuff, but
like, I don't care about none of that, but it's just, like, it's, like, what he was saying is, like,
it ain't as crazy as people think he is. Like, he might be crazy, but he ain't that crazy. Like,
or maybe he's just different. He's got a different perspective, and people don't know how to handle that.
Maybe he was one of those crazy band kids.
Yeah, man. I don't even want to talk about sports this week. So, man,
let's wrap it up.
Like, I'm playing. We can talk about it, bro. We can talk
about it, man.
Like, he was like Dennis said, I'm a man, bro. Listen.
Yeah, man.
Last week, I was talking all that stuff. I was talking all that stuff about Ohio State. We going to smack Michigan. We going to win the championship.
Man,
we came in there and wrong. We came in there and got tucked, bro. We got tucked right away.
Man, bro.
I knew after the first drive we were in trouble, bro. The way I seen y'all line pushing us around, I said, yeah, it's gonna be a long day.
It's gonna be a long game, bro.
It's gonna be a long game, bro. We have no momentum at the line of scrimmage at all. The whole game. Like, offense or defense.
That boy Aiden Hutchinson too is a problem.
He a grown man, bro.
He is a grown man.
What's wrong with him, bro? What's wrong with
Aiden Hutchinson?
The thing that's crazy is, like, Stroud had a good game. Like, if you look at Stroud's numbers, if you look at our receivers, like, we put numbers up. Like, we had a good game.
Right.
We just couldn't stop y'all, bro. Like, it ain't like I don't think he threw any picks, did he? I don't think he had any picks.
Stroud, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Stroud looks good.
He didn't
good,
have a
bro.
Bad game, bro. He didn't
that's
have
what
a
I'm
bad
saying.
Game at all.
That dude is super accurate. Even under pressure.
The tailback didn't have a bad game either.
That's what I'm
Our
saying.
Defense
if you look at
just
the stats,
stop the run because they were
right. Y'all, bro.
Couldn't stop nothing. Harbaugh built them right, bro. He built them like
Shout out to Harbaugh, this is Harbaugh championship for real, bro.
It was either beat Ohio State or this is your last season.
Or get fired. That's facts, though. He knew it, too.
That's facts, bro.
It don't matter what their record was, bro. They had to win against Ohio State. You got to beat Ohio State,
bro. That's the main thing.
I don't know, bro, because he's so close, and I was kind of confused after that.
Y'all going to the tip, though, bro. Y'all barely lost. I'm going for Michigan to go to the tip.
Me too, bro. I just want y'all to beat Bama.
Wait, who the other team? Who the fourth team? The Cincinnati?
Cincy. They're going to get smacked first
game. I'm going for Cincy, bro.
Cincy about to get smacked by Bama.
I want to see Cincy win, but they're going to get tucked by Bama. Hopefully,
Michigan got to do the same thing they did against us, bro.
Michigan should beat Georgia, hopefully.
Control the clock, play good defense. That's what they got to do.
Play good defense, bro. Because I watched that Iowa game, and boy, that defense was tough.
Yeah. Y'all got some speed. Tough. Michigan got speed over there, bro. Like, they got some SEC speed.
Yeah, bro. SEC
speed, bro.
The secondary was not... Bro, the secondary was coming up and hitting too. Like them boys is about that action. Yeah. They want all the smoke. Every play was, bro.
I can't be mad, man. Y'all look good, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I'm going for Michigan in the playoffs. Like, hold it down for the Big Ten.
Hold it down, right, bro. I hate the SEC, bro. I hate Bama.
Because ain't nobody ever been able to hold it down except us. So
yeah, we the only ones. Now y'all got an opportunity.
I got an opportunity to keep it alive, bro.
Hey, what did I say, bro?
I will say, I'm a man, bro. I will say,
Monk ain't going for him.
No, I'm talking LA, bro, man. I'm a man, bro.
Let me say something about Ohio State real quick before we get off it, though. Bro, we got a lot of freshmen, so. We gonna win a national championship in the next year. We're winning one next year. Stroud is too nice to be a freshman.
Yeah,
bro,
that's why that other dude got up out of there.
Henderson is a freshman.
Yeah, we got into that transfer portal.
Both our top receivers are sophomores, I think. Yeah, we gonna be solid. We just gotta pick up a dominant defensive lineman like we've had. That would help our defense.
Y'all might be getting one of the boys from up in Kansas City.
Ooh.
His name is Dominique Orange. The guy is like 6'4", 6'5", probably 350.
Oh, my God.
Yo, we can use him, bro.
He's big. We can use him, bro.
Say less.
The problem is they got another kid who's just as big as him. He might be a little bit faster. he's only a junior.
Jesus, what are they feeding him out there? Bro, where do they breed these?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like,
I swear, kids wasn't that big when we was young, bro.
No, bro. You look at most juniors in high school and they look like kids, and then you out of nowhere you got full grown men.
Hey, but it changed though because. I said that after, I'm like, man, after 08, 09, I felt like everybody was too small. And then now they're big as heck, bro.
Yeah. Because remember when we was in high school, bro, remember how Mooney used to look, bro? When they had Beachum and Zordich and them. Them dudes look like D1 college. They look grown as heck.
And then we graduated.
I come back to high school games. Now I'm like, bro, I feel like I could go out there and dominate.
Yeah, like, this is dope dude got here.
And then out of nowhere, it switched, bro. Yeah. Everybody big as heck again.
It definitely switched.
So, man, I'm a man. Like Dennis said, we keep it real brief. Yannis, that might be what you at LA, bro. I'm going to have to give it a little, maybe a more week or two, but it's looking kind of tough for us, bro.
It's looking bad because we playing hard.
And that's what it is, and we still losing.
It ain't like we not playing our best. Like, we giving hard effort, and we losing.
Like, we lost to the Kings, bro, and the Pistons. Like, what's going on with us, bro?
I still got faith, so with me having faith, that's what I'm going to say. Suns and six. Because that means they're going to lose, so the Lakers got a chance, man. Suns and six, baby.
I think when Klay gets back, bro, it might be Golden State.
I still think we got a chance, like you said, but it's crazy, bro. Caleb had a point. We don't play no defense, bro.
We got to remember too, though. It's a long season that we owe, bro. As long as we get right about game 40, we are.
This ain't still the beginning of the season, bro. Like we approaching like the halfway.
I think we're about to be last. That's what I'm saying, bro.
We got to get to like game 40. About game 40, we need to be like we need to go on like a 10 game winning streak right now. Right now. But about game 40, we need to be in like back in top five. Like
the hope that I have for us is that we have so many experienced playoff players that is, if we just get in, like we don't got to get the top seed. If we could just get in and
stay healthy,
we got mad experience.
We got to stay healthy, bro. That's going to be our thing. We got to stay healthy this year. Yeah.
And it's not even Russ, man. It's AD. AD, I don't know. Some of them games, like, it's like, he's not fragile, efficient from the 3-point line. Like, stop taking the shot. Get to the hoop.
We don't need AD shooting threes.
I don't understand why he keep doing this, bro. It's making me so mad. So,
because the king is hit or miss, man. If LeBron James is ready to just play next 60 games, as soon as he decide that he not gonna miss no more games. We'll be okay.
I be feeling like they just be low key like making up stuff for LeBron just so they could have a reason to sit him out, bro.
And like, I'm not mad at that.
I don't even think these are always injuries. They just because every mad week at is something. Being he got out, a though. Splinter in his left toe. Like, fam,
LeBron had a toothache.
If he wants to rest, just say he wants to rest, bro. Like,
yeah, Kawhi be doing it. Kawhi,
I want Bron to be out, bro. I'm happy Bron is you know he
as
cool
long as playoff time.
When,
he ready
but,
to go.
But when he on the floor, you know he on the floor though.
Yeah,
he'll come give you 40. He'll come give you 40 in about 20 minutes.
Yeah. Russ play his Russ play his role well, it seemed like. I think Russ, like Dennis, you were saying, I think he figuring out the offense, figuring out how to get everybody going. Yeah. The key going to have to be AD for me. He going to have to
stop
being so
AD.
Inefficient. He's so inefficient,
bro,
this year,
our,
bro.
Our offense isn't the problem. Like, we getting buckets.
Yeah,
we
got to
learn how to play.
Bro.
Like, we scoring over 100 every game.
I think we the top scoring, or top two.
Score, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's not our offense is not the problem. Like, we doing it on offense. We gotta get stops,
can't
bro.
Stop people.
We out here giving up buckets. Like, we just giving up buckets.
So, you know, something brief.
Hey man, I got a little something sports too, man. I guess this could be an honesty award, man. I think Big Ben know what time it is.
Yes, sir.
We should have gave him an honesty award at the beginning, bro.
Honesty award.
Shout out to
you, brave.
I respect that, Ben.
Yeah, keep man. Winning. Big Ben. Hey, Big Ben know that. Big Ben know he the reason why we down 10-3 right now.
Exactly, oh man!
Hey, no! But on the real though, man, Ben has been such a star for us for so long that it's only right that he just passed that torch, man. Because we got too many youngins that got
who is
too
y'all
much
next
potential
up?
For us to be this Dookie. Today is Mason Rudolph.
Okay,
but I think Big Ben. I feel like Big Ben. It is to Haskins probably what Drew Brees was to Jameis.
Yeah.
So Haskins might not see the field this year.
Yeah.
But when he do see the field, hopefully he just, you know, he got enough knowledge. Because he Big Ben, Black Big Ben.
Yeah.
Like the way he built, like, you know what I'm saying?
He got a little bit tougher, though, bro.
But he got a cannon. Yeah,
he
got
to
get tougher. And he got a cannon that can get the ball down to these studs that we got out there just waiting to get the ball.
He got the arm strength for sure. That boy got an arm.
You know, we got a nice running back now, and we can't get him going because we off the field in three plays.
You can stack the box. When you can't really run the ball or you can't pass, you can stack the box.
Bro, at
halftime.
Bro, that happens to us every game. We can run,
but the thing, halftime, bro. Time of possession. Baltimore 22-30, Pittsburgh 6-30.
Yeah,
like,
bro, how you think I felt last week when we picked off why am I blanking?
Lamar Jackson
four times and gave the ball right back to him every time, right back. I'm like, fam, y'all gotta help our defense out. Like, they out here getting turnover after turnover. Baker is dookie, bro. He gotta go.
Yeah, man.
Flat out.
That Baker Mayfield is exactly.
I don't
want to
see no more progressive commercials or whatever. I don't want to see none of that, bro.
Bro, that's the only thing I want to see. He's great at that, bro. He is great at that.
He's better at that than he is being a quarterback.
Yes, bro. He got a career in acting.
Up in the mouth, man. There you go. He's back.
Shit, man. That's all I got today.
That's all I got.
Solid episode. Solid 124. Mm-hmm. Saw that one.
Shout out Nick.
Shout out Nick, man. We ain't get to the we ain't get to two.
It's like, nah, I quit.
Y'all be like, I only know, like, we get a solid amount of listeners every week, but I only know a few of them that actually like talk to me. So I'll be wondering like what the rest of our listeners like. Yeah, listeners
hit us. A lot of my employees listen, bro.
Oh, where
faithful listeners, bro. Oh, dope. Faithful. Dope. Yeah, dope. Probably like about 10 of them.
Nice,
faithful,
nice.
Faithful listeners, bro.
I know some of our homies listen, but I'm like, it's a good amount of like people that I'm like, all right, well, who are the rest of these people? If it's y'all, hit us up, man. Let us
hit
know,
us up.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And if you want to hit us up,
it's a perfect segue.
Honest, the number king, two guy pod everywhere. Yes, Twitter, sir. Facebook, hello. Instagram. TikTok, we on TikTok, baby. I'm not even on TikTok.
We on TikTok. We on TikTok.
Nah, we on it.
You feel me?
TikTok is popping too. Our TikTok is popping, man.
Hey, man. Kalo said we got 4K on the video.
4K, that's numbers for us on TikTok. We new to the TikTok game.
Just came. Video just came out a couple days ago.
Just imagine what we gonna do when we figure this out.
We'll figure this out.
We'll figure TikTok.
I don't even know how to do TikTok like that, bro. I'm still learning.
Yeah, man, but shout out to the listeners, man. You can follow us on everything. Honestly,
I sound
number
old
guy
as heck, bro. I don't honestly know how to do TikTok.
Pod. if you want to listen to us, catch us on Apple Pod, Google Pod,
top of the mind,
catch us on Spotify, YouTube. You can catch us on YouTube this week for sure. You know what I'm saying? For sure this week. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to the new old listeners. We appreciate y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
We appreciate
shout out, man.
Check on y'all strong friends, man.
Yeah, yeah. Check on them, man.
Especially this season.
Yep. Yeah. Somebody come to your brain, call them. Like, for real. You don't know. God put them on
check
your...
Check up on y'all people, man.
To get super spiritual. They on your mind for a reason. So, just check on them.
Yeah.
We out.
No outro.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yo, yo, he dipped, and we still live, bro. That's
we live, baby.
Stretch us dip. I hit the wrong button. All right, here we go.
That was silly as heck, bro.